question that you asked, Idina Knosa. What's the difference if it's a Knas or it's Mikra Din? In both places you have to pay. What should be the difference? So, like Rashi says, Husha Moser Yishalom. That's that the person that tells on the other person that he has to pay. What's the difference if it's a Din or it's a Knas? Omalei, so said back to him, yes, there's a big difference. Idina Gamrina Minei. If it's a din, we can learn out other places. Like Rashi says, Mahai Maisat Rav Nachman, Lisharaka Midin, Azokan Yamo, we can learn out other cases from here also. But, Iknasa Lagam Rinimine, if it's only a Knas, like Rashi says, Hod the Kansun Rav Nachman, Mishum the Rogel Hoya Bakach, Lagam Rinimine, like maybe Rav Nachman put a special Knas here because this person was Rogel in doing this. And therefore, the cloud would be, you can't learn out from a Knas. So Gemara says, how do I know this Yisoid to Mikunasa Lagamrinim? That's something that's only a Knas, we can't learn out to other places. The Tanya was not like this. For Rishon Hoyo Omrim, at the beginning, the Locha was said, HaMetama V'HaMenasech. That if somebody's Metama, somebody else's Truma, or else if somebody takes somebody else's wine, and he's Menasech, he makes it also Bahano, so Locha was that you have to pay. So Rashi says, HaMetama Tairosa Shechaveroi Menasech Yim Shechaveroi Havodizora. The Afagav, the Kama, Monach, V'yein Hezek, and Nikra Meshalem, even though the original thing is still here, we can't really see it, it's called the Hezek, Shein, and Nikra, still you have to pay. Chazru Loim, and then they added on, and said another halacha, Af Hamedama, that even if you take somebody's Truma, and you mix it up with Chulin, or you take somebody's Chulin, and you mix in some Truma to it, that you make it also for the Israel to eat it, also you chayiv. So Gemara's Mashma, Chazru in, only because the Rabbanim went and added on this halacha of Medama to this halacha that Yechayiv. But lechazru loy, if the Chachamim wouldn't have said it clearly, we would have said that the case of Medama Yepata. The question is, my time, what's the difference? Lechura, it doubles a hezek shein nikra. So once Yechayiv in the first cases, I should know automatically that you also chayiv in the case of Medama. That if you take somebody's chulin and you mix some trumer into it, that you make it all also to Yisrael, for sure Yechayiv. So Mor says, Lav Mishum Nechanasnu, isn't it because that really we paskin Hezek Shein and Nikar is Potter? That you have to pay by Metam and Menasech is only Midir Rabbanim, like a Kenas. And therefore the Klal is Miknos Loyaminen. I wouldn't have known the other case, because I don't learn out from a Kenas. And therefore only because I said it clearly. So Gemara says, Loi, I tell you maybe, Mikor is Savri, Lehev Sid Meruba Choshishu, Lehev Sid Muat Lechoshishu. Maybe really from a Knas, the Klal could be, we could learn out. Even though something's a Knas, once the Rabbanim said the Knas here, we could learn out other places also. But you know why I would have said the Medam is different here? Because it's not a Hefzid Meruba, it's only a small loss. Because really you could still sell this Medam to a Kain. It's just that you can't sell it at the normal price, you have to sell it how much the Truma would be worth. So it's a little bit of a loss. Therefore, I wouldn't have known it. But at the end, the Chum said, we're also afraid of a small loss. But really, maybe even something that's a Knas, we could learn out. So Mor says, Aini, it's not true. Because the Mor says like this, the father of Avin learned like this. He had the verse like this. For Rishon at the beginning, they said, Hametama v'yamadama. First, they said if somebody is Metama, or if somebody is Medama, he's Chayiv. So Lamaisa Medama was learned at the beginning, even though it's a Hefsid Mu'it. So you see, for Hefsid Mu'it, it was Choshishu. But still, we would not know Menasech. Chazru Loima, then later they added on and said, Af HaManasech. Even Menasech, even when you take somebody's wine, and you make it into Yayin Nesech, and you return it to him, Yechayiv. So the question is, Chazru in, Lo Chazru Lo. Only because they learned it over and added it on. But if they wouldn't have added on Menasech, I would have said Menasech is Potter. Now, my time, what should be the difference? Why can't I learn out Minasvara if Metam and Medam is Chayiv? So, you see, even though it's Hezek Shein Nikra is still Yechayiv, here also Manasseh should be Chayiv. Why would I have not said this? Lav Mishum V'loigam Rinam Mekanasa. Because, we see, we can't learn out from Mekanas. So, here it's a proof that Mekanasa, Loigam Rinam. So, Mor says, Loi, maybe no. Maybe really Mekanasa, you could learn out. But here it's a different reason why you can't learn out. Because I'll tell you, Mikor, Sova, Savrik, Rabavin. At the beginning, they held like Rabavin that Manasseh would be Potter, because we would say, come, Lebedee Rabbi Minei, since he's Chayiv Misa for being Manasseh, he's Potter for the Hezek. Well, the B'sayim started with Rabbi Yirmiyah, and at the end they held like Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's not called Chamlei, because we'll see Yechayiv the moment before Yechayiv for the Misa. What does that mean to say? Mikor was Savrik Rav Avin. At the beginning we held like Rav Avin. The Yomer Rav Avin says that Zorak Chait, if on Shabbos somebody throws an arrow, Mitchilas Arba Olib Seif Arba, he throws the arrow Dalal Damas and Mishus Rabin. So he's Chayiv Misa for this. Now the Korah Shiroyim Balichosoi, while the arrow was going, the arrow ripped somebody's clothing, so for that he should use a Matik, he should be Chayiv Mamin. Still, Rav Avin says Potter. This person is Potter for paying for the damage that he caused. Why? Shereyakira tzarech anochihi, or mischayiv benafshoi. Because even though really he's only chayiv on Shabbos to shasta hanocha, when the arrow lands at the end of the four amas. So really, I should say that since he ripped the clothing in between before his chayiv misa, I should have said his chayiv moment first. Still, Rav Avin says no. This new svara of it's called Akira Tzarech Hanocha, that you only chayiv for the Hanocha on Shabbos because you made the Akira. So therefore it's called like one big mice, it's called like the Chayiv Misa, is here from the beginning of the Akira until the end of the Hanocha. So therefore if you rip someone's clothing in between, still we say your potter. So the same sphere would apply by Menasech also. When you pick up somebody's wine, a Menasech steal it like, so even though the Chayiv Moment should take place first, because really, as soon as you pick up the wine, right away you call it like a gazlin. The nisach, when do you make it like osa bano? First, later, when you pour it over in front of the avodah zarah. So really, I should say that you chayiv to pay back the wine, even though the chayiv misa is involved, but the misa comes later. But according to Rav Avin, no, I would say that since to make a nisach, you also first have to pick up the wine, so the picking up of the wine is part of the action of pouring the wine in front of the Avodah Zarah, that it's all called the Chayiv Misa, that's why you'd be potter for Mammon. So that's why at the beginning we said that Menasech, we thought at least, that Menasech would be potter. That's why at the beginning we only learned Metama and Medama. Alright, a turnover. Yeah, so that's Pshana first, and that's why we thought at the beginning that only Metam and Medama would be Chayiv, not Menasech. Because at the beginning we thought by Menasech we would say, Kamlei, B'di Rabbi Minei. Then the Gemara says, though, but with the Psyf at the end, when they were Chayzer, Hatayi Safik Rabbi Yimya, they held like Rabbi Yimya. The Yomer Rabbi Yimya, Mishas Hagbo, Kiniya, that the Maisi Yechayiv, Mishas Hagbo, is Shas Hagbo, Kiniya, Chayiv Le Momen. Mischayiv benafshaloi hevi hachas nisach. Rabbi Yirmiyah says we don't say the svar of Akira Sarach Hanocha, but rather when you first picked up the wine, amanas to steal it, yichayiv. Later when you pour the wine over in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's when you first chayiv. So if so, the moment comes first, therefore we held by nisach, you are chayiv, even though yichayiv mis also, but the chayiv moment comes first. Now, but it could be true that kenas, that maybe Knossos, we would learn out one from the other. You have no proof here, we don't learn out Knossos one from the other. Nothing more says, Rafuna bar Yudik loy levei avyuni. He went in front of Avyuni. Osla kaimli, he went in front of Rava. Omalei klu maisa bol yodcha. Did anything ever happen to you? Notkitsa Rafuna bar Yehuda went to visit Rabbi Avyuni. And they both went in front of Rava, and they said to him, klu maisa bol yodcha, did any action come to you? Omalei, yes, Omalei Yisrael Shen Suav Dikachovim, it once happened where a guy was forcing money away from a Jew, and the Jew showed this rabbah another Jew's money. Boliyot, in this case, came to me, Bechayavtiv, and I said, it's Chayav like our Mishnah. Omalei said back to him, Ahad Aruv Dilamare, no, go give the money back to the owner. But you can't learn out. The time we learned, Yisrael Shen Suav Dikachovim, Teher Momoin Chaver Pota. Says Yisrael Shem Suav Dikachovim says clearly that if a guy was forcing money away from a Jew, and the Jew showed the guy somebody else's money, that is Pota. But Vim Nota Vnosim Biyat Chayiv. But if the Jew himself picked up the other person's money and gave it to the Gazlan, then he's Chayiv. But just by showing it, he says it's Pota. So he told him the psak that you made, that he's Chayiv, you're wrong, he's Pota. Omar Rava says, in Herum Meyatzmoi, Kenosav Nosam Biyadami, Yishno, but if you showed it to him by yourself, that's also considered like you took it and you chayiv. So Rashi says, Meyatzmoi means Bloyainis. If he weren't forced into it, and then that's all considered like you did it yourself, therefore you'd be chayiv. Now the Pshat Gemara here is like this, that even though the Mishnah it's a mashma for sure yichayiv, that's the way we learned the Pshat, that v'in heroi yichayiv, so the Pshat is the way Tosis said, that's because you're dina de garmi. And the Maestro, we don't pass on dina de garmi. So therefore, that's Pshat the Gemara. The Gemara then before brought down the Maestro of Rav Nachman, told them to pay. The Gemara wanted to know, was it a dina or was it a knas? The Pshat is it a dina that we pass on dina de garmi? Or else could be no, Rav Nachman only made a knas, like Rashi says, because he had this person, did it a lot. He was a famous person that kept on telling, showing people where somebody else's things were. That's why the person took away from the Reish Galusa, there Rav Nachman made him pay. And that's why we're coming out now, that Nikra Din Mi'alocha Taka, that's this mission here, that Yisrael Sharon Tzua V'Kechovim, the Hera Momen Chavera, that's your potter. Shino your potter, it's only called the Garmi, and Adina Garmi, we hold your potter. It's only the Yimnot of the Nosen Biyad, if you yourself pick it up and give it away, that's called that you're the Mazik. Rails Rabbi just got finished saying now, Yim Hera Miyatzma, if you show it yourself, nobody's forcing anything away from you. Just you yourself come and show somebody else's field to take it away, that's cool like it did a Maisa for that Yechayiv. Now the Gemara says, the Hugavra, there was a person, the Yansu, Oivdik Yechovim, that there were Goyim there forcing him, that they want to take things away from him. The Yachvo Achamro Derav Mori, Parei Derav Pinchas, Parei Derav Chizda. So this person showed the Goyim the Rav Mori's wine. Omalei, then the Goyim said to him, Dori v'yamtuye b'adon. We want you to help us carry it. So Dori v'yamtuye b'adayu. Hitaka picked it up and helped them carry it. So now also like Kaimad Ravashi. Now they brought this person in front of Ravashi. Is he chayiv to pay for this or not? So Rashi says, Shoyi v'hoylech yimon l'beis ha-melech. We want you to come with us. So Patrino, Ravashi said that the person is tupota. Omale Rabbon Ravashi, so Rabbon said back Ravashi, I have Watani learned before that v'nosam v'yad chayiv. True, if you just show him, you're potter. But if you take it yourself and carry it, you're chayiv. See, since the person after he showed it to the goyim, he himself helped pick it up, he should be chayiv. Omale, he said back to him, no. Hani mili heche deloy ukmo alavayu meikora. That's only with the goyim, we're not standing there from before. The Rashi says, Hechad lo yukminu hoivdi gechovim al hamomen, mikora ay dayonis, el holach v'not of v'nosin lehem, only where the Jew first took it by himself and then gave it to the goy. That's when the Jew is chayiv. Aval hocho di yukminu al hayayin, but here that the goyim was standing there, and the goyim said, show us the wine. So as soon as the Jew showed the goy the wine, the Mara says, Aval hechad yukma levayu, mikora mikle kalya, it's considered like the wine is burned up already. In other words, as soon as he showed it to the Goyim, it seemed like the Goyim have it already. So therefore, to just for the showing of it, you're called Adin of the Garmi. For that, you're potter on. For the actual picking it up and taking it, it's considered like it's already burnt up already, therefore you're potter. When are you chayiv only if you pick it up and take it yourself to the Goyim, before the Goyim come? Then you're chayiv. Eitz v'rabavua l'ravashi. Oma loy onus. If the Yonah says, Hoshitli Peki Omer Zeh, I want you to give over to me this bunch of food. Rashi says, Peki Kesher, I want you to hand over to me this food. Is Oy Eshkol Anovim, or else hand me over this grape, this bunch of grapes, for Hoshitli, and the person does it, Chayiv? So you see, even though the guy is here already, still if he tells you to hand it to him, and you're the one that's handing him the grapes, for that Yechayiv? So you see, if he handed Yechayiv? So Moritz says, no, Hocha v'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here. He's Hocha v'mayaskinon, k'goyin v'koyi v'chvei avrin nahora. We're talking about that they're on two different sides of the bank of the river. So therefore, if you wouldn't have handed it over, the goyim couldn't have taken it. So therefore, your handing it over is called like the maisa, mazik, that's why you chayiv. Rashi says, akul mitzadzeh, v'hemid mitzadzeh, dilo yoivin alei, loy motzi yonis l'mishkalei. If you wouldn't have handed it to him, he couldn't have taken it. That's why you chayiv. But in our case over here, where the goyim could have taken it themselves, it's still like it was burnt up right away. And Deikarami, I bring you proof from over here. Tikatani hoishit, v'leitani tain shmamina. It says hoishit means looking like hand it over to me. That doesn't just say give it to me. Mashma, you're on the other side of the river. That's why we said it's Lashon of Hoshit. That's why here you're chayiv. Now the Gemara says, Ahu Shusa, there was a net. Rashi says Shusa means Machmuris Ladogam Alachayis. A net that they use to catch fish or to catch animals. Two people were arguing over it. Each one said it belonged to him. One person gave it over to the policeman, like gave it over to the king's men. Omar Abaya said, this person has a right to say, when I gave it over, I gave it over my own. Therefore I'm potter. Like it's a sultan, maybe it belonged to him, therefore he's potter. Omulay Rob said back, the whole community, is it true? Does he have a right to do this? El Rab Omar Rova, Meshamtinule, we put this person into Shamtu, into Nidui. Ademaisi lay until he brings it back. The Koi Bedina, until he'll come into the Din Torah. In other words, who said he did the right thing? Yeah. Hahu Garva was the person to have Rava held no, that before you taking away somebody else's money, he had no right to do it. So with that, we'll put you into Shamtu until you return it back. Mar says, who gambled was a man to have a boy, achvuya, he wanted to show like somebody else's property to the ganif. Aisivna de chavri, he wanted to show it off to somebody else. Is osla came with the rav, they came in front of rav. Omale, he said to him, le tachve, don't show the property away. Omale, machvino, no, I want to show the property away. Is yosef of kano kaimle the rav? Rav Khanna was sitting there in front of Rav. So Shamtuya Lakuya Minei. Rav Khanna like pulled out the windpipe of that person. Rashi says, Litzavore, Shavu Mifrokosai. The kid said the person died. So Kori Rav Olay, Rav called upon this person. That the apostle said, Ponecha Ulful Shichbu Broish, Kachutsais, Kasuya Michmar. Matuya Ze, Kivan Shanofu Bemichmar, Eimarachim Olov. Just like when Goyim come and take away Jewish property, there's no more Rachmanis on it. Rashi says, Chayev Ushor, a wild animal, is, when a wild shore is caught in a net, nobody has Rachmanis on him, the same thing, Af Momen Shay Yisrael, Kivan Shanofu, Be'erat Gechovim, Eim Rachmalov, as soon as Jewish money is thrown by a Goy, nobody has Rachmanis on it. So Rav says, the shaper of the Dekatlu, therefore Rav Khanna did the right thing. In other words, he wanted to stop this person from giving away Jewish money. So Rashi says, Shaper Mikri Mosur, Shediba Boruhu, Shihu Meyacher Sheru. So therefore, Vice President Rav Khanna got so angry, the sort of person being a Mosur, he went and killed him. So therefore, he said back to him like this. Omalei Rav Khanna said back, Ad idno have a pasoi to lekaptesh v'chazamim. Up until now, the pasoim were the rulers over here. They don't care so much about killing. But v'ashdiki yivoni. Now we have the yivonim here, the Greeks here. The kaptesh v'chazamim. They're afraid about v'chazamim. The yamrim, they're going to say maradna maradna. They're going to come and say that I'm a murderer. So they may come and take me away and kill me. So therefore, kum solak liyari the Israel. So they gave him an eitzah. You go now, run to Eretz Israel. But the kibbul alech, I wanted to make a point, yourself a little bit of a punishment over here, that the leitik shel Reb Yechanan sheva shenin, the first 7 years you're there in the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Yechanan, not ask him any questions. Don't ask any questions over there. So, Ozal, Rav Khanna went, Ashkechel Resh Lakish, the Yosef, the Komesai Mesifta. He saw Resh Lakish like finishing off shir, the Yoimel Rabbonin, he was giving over shir to the Rabbonin, Omulu Resh Kalusa Hecha. So he said, "Where's Resh Galusa? Omalei, Omulei, am I? What's the difference?" Omulei said back to him, "Hi Kushia, Hi Kushia. I have this and this question. Vai Peruka, and this answer." Omulei Resh Lakish. I said over to Resh Lakish. I told over to Resh Lakish. Is also Resh Lakish went. Omulei to Rabbi Yechonin. Said over to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yechonin. That what? Ari Olam Yivavol. You should know when Ari, like a lion, came up from Bavel. In other words, this Rav Khanna that came up was a great person. So, la'ayin ma b'mesifto to l'mochor. Be very careful, give a good shiur tomorrow. To l'mochor, ayisvei b'dor kama. Tomorrow I'll put him in the first row. So make sure you have a good shiur. So, kaimad Rav Yechanan. So, omal l'shmaitato, v'lo yaksha shmaitato. V'lo yaksha, v'lo yakshay. So Rabbi Yochanan took over the shiur the next day, and Rav Chana didn't ask any questions. Is anchu yachuroi sheva dora? So he put him back one bench. Adiyosvei b'dora basra, until it happened the second day, the next day, until they put him back in the last row, he ended up. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan now came to Resh Lakish. Ari shamarto nasa shul. Like this Ari, you told me, is a great person. I see he's like a fox. He doesn't know anything. Omas, so I've kind of said like this. Yehei Rava tahani sheva dori levei chiluf sheva shonim. The Omali Rav, like these 7 rows that I had to go back, it should be instead of the 7 years, I wasn't supposed to ask any questions. Is now like what Rav told him. Now the kids are from the Maestri before that Rav Chana killed this person, that's brought down the halacha. That if you have a mussar, somebody's about to tell upon somebody else's property, you have a right to kill him. That's like Rav Chana did over here. Just Ramon just says that's only if you can't stop him any other way. Like if you could stop him another way, not by killing him, then you're supposed to stop him other ways. But if you have no other way of stopping him, he's going to go and tell another Jew's property to the Goyim. If you have no other way of stopping him, you have a right to kill him. So the Kitzur of Kana didn't do any anavera here, but still he had this type of a knas, like not to ask questions for 7 years. So Rav Chana, like said, now he wrote some that these seven rows that I had to go back should be considered like the 7 years. So that's what happened. So therefore, now Taka Rav Chana started to ask questions. So Gemara says, so Koma Kari got up on his feet. Omele, he said to Rav Yechon, like, Nahadim Marabaresha, please say over the shear again, like. Omele Shmaitator, he said over the halacha, the shear, the aksha, and he asked questions. Ukma b'dora kama. He asked questions, so they put him back in the front seat. Omer shmatz of Yaksha, Rabbi Yechonon, Hevi Yosef Asheva b'sartaki. So what happened was, after Rav Chana got back to the first row, now Rabbi Yechonon was sitting on top of 7, like pillows. So, again, Rav Chana kept on asking questions, Mash Rabbi Yechonon couldn't answer them. Is Shofle Chodah de Masarki Mitusa, they pulled away one cushion from Rabbi Yechonon. Omer shmatzatov yakshele yad shafle kulei b'sartaki mitusei ad Yosef al Arya. That finally Rabbi Yochanan was ending up sitting on the floor. They took away from his 7 questions, the 7 pillows. Is the Yosef al Arya? Rabbi Nachman says Rabbi Yochanan gavro sava heavy. Rabbi Yochanan was an older person, or mesachi geniva, and his eyelashes like covered up his eyes. He couldn't see. Is omelus? They told it. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Dolu lili eng, like open up my eyes, the yachson, I want to see this of Kana. So dolu lili, the machrota, the kaspa, used like a silver, a spoon there to open up, take away his eyelashes, they should be able to see Rav Kana. Chozi de parti mesha sose. He saw Rav Kana that his lips were like cracked. In other words, it looked like Rav Kana was laughing at Rav Yochanan. So sober achva kamachayach bay. So Rav Yochanan thought that Rav Kana was laughing at him. Even though really he wasn't. That's his appearance. But Rabbi Yochanan thought he was laughing at him. So Cholish died, Rabbi Yochanan felt very bad. But Noch Nafshei, and because of this, Rav Chana died. The pshat is when a tzaddik feels bad, that's a metzius, like you're putting yourself into Misa. Like Rabbi Chaim used to say, it's like you're putting yourself into fire. So the fact that you cause Rabbi Yochanan to feel bad, that's the reason why you should die. Lebocha the next day, Omulu Rabbi Yechon Rabbanon, Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbanon, Chazisi, the Bavloi, Hechi Ovdi, did you see the way this the Babylonian, in other words, Rav Chana was laughing at me? Omulu, so he said back to Rabbi Yechon, no, Darki Hochi, that's the way he looked. He wasn't laughing at you. His lips was like a split. Is Ola Gabi Mart, Rabbi Yechon felt terrible. Rabbi Yechon went to his kever.